These are then the three approaches: the traditional Jewish approach, the traditional Christian approach, and the approach of 19th century scholars like Gretz, apologizing for Jewish history and writing Jewish history with apologetic notions. A meaningful approach to Jewish history must try to overcome the biases of all three previous approaches. Divine causality, no much, whatever I believe or you believe, will not offer, at least in the context of this course, an understanding of how individuals, peoples, and institutions behave. Jewish history shares a common methodology with other histories. And I believe the reason I can be in a history department is because I teach history, and I happen to teach the history of the Jewish community. Of course, does that mean that I'm totally objective as opposed to these three approaches, whether they be biased in a Jewish way or in a Christian way or 19th century apologetics? Every historian, if you don't know it already, comes with his or her own biases. There is no such thing as an objective history, and that is why we have historians always revising other historians and always rethinking the past in the context of the present. We live in this 21st century, even though I may be speaking about the Middle Ages. And therefore, there is always a need somehow to come to grips with the fact that we are subjective human beings like every other human being. But at least I can be self-conscious about the fact that I have my own prejudices, and I can strive to be objective and honest in viewing the past. In other words, if I can't be totally objective, I can make the effort to try to recognize where I'm not objective and to somehow limit my prejudices in presenting the past. So therefore, I will abide neither by the Jewish traditional approach nor the traditional Christian approach, which have clearly influenced Jewish history for centuries, and nor will I follow my ancestors, my professional ancestors of the 19th century. Now, there is one more element by way of introducing this course on Jewish intellectual history that I would like to present. Our study of Jewish history, as you will see, focuses on the history of Jewish thought in the last four centuries. How can we somehow get our hands on this? How can we somehow understand it in a way that will be meaningful? And in this remarkable panorama of thinkers that I want to present to you in our 24 classes, somehow we can find a way of linking one to the other and looking at the problematics that they are looking at. I fall back on three categories. They are categories that I did not introduce for the first time. They are really part and parcel of the way Jews have talked about their own faith. In very simple language, they are God, Torah, and Israel. God, Torah, and Israel. I would like to use this rubric as a means of not only talking about Jewish intellectual history, but talking about the issues of Jewish intellectual history in the past centuries. Let me explicate what I mean. First of all, God. The thinkers we will be considering in this course are concerned about the issue of God. God is a central concern of intellectual history in the modern era. The primary question, of course, they're asking, is there a God? And how do we know that there is a God? Of course, this is the kind of question that any introductory philosophy course in the university would tackle. But of course, it takes on a more personal, a more existential sense in the nature of this faith community. If God is the author of the actions of the Jews, as we saw in the traditional Jewish approach, if God is indeed shaping and constructing Jewish faith, so to speak, how do we understand God? What happens when we wake up one day and we say, well, how do we know there's a God? I live in a secular world. What does God mean? Why should I believe in God? Can I be a Jew without God? Isn't there such a thing as a secular Jewish identity? Notice this is a Jewish issue, but it's also a human issue of our own experience. For those of us who have been Christians or Muslims or whatever, but nevertheless have a difficulty with the issue, is there a God, and how do I know that there is a God? This issue will confront every one of the thinkers that we will be dealing with in this course. And there is an additional question that really focuses on the particular existential dilemma of the Jewish experience. It is also a universal question, but it has a particular manifestation in the wake of the atrocities committed against Jews, particularly the Nazi Holocaust of the 1940s. How can God exist in the background of human suffering? We might call it Holocaust theology or post-Holocaust theology. We might ask the question of, in the wake of Auschwitz, in the wake of the concentration camp, where was God? And if God wasn't there, how can I believe in any kind of faith? A faith in God or a faith in human beings? A faith in the future of human civilization, if indeed this horrible atrocity happened?